I'm very happy to have with me today in the studio for University Matters on Campus FM four people from the Department of Pharmacy. And perhaps I can introduce them. Professor Lilian Atsopardi, who is the head of the Department of Pharmacy. Miss Janice Vella, who is a research support officer. And two students who are at different stages of the course, Kirsten Manjon and Mandy Muscat. Big welcome to you all. Perhaps we could start off with a general discussion about the Department of Pharmacy and what it does. It's sort of its raison d'etre, and obviously Professor Atsopardi is the best person to talk to us about that.
So thank you for the invitation on the program. And the Department of Pharmacy has been developing over a long history into looking at the needs of the society, both from a local perspective and also on the international scene. And to this effect, therefore, I can say that today we are at the forefront of pharmacy education for pharmacy students, both at undergraduate level, and we also offer a number of opportunities at the postgraduate level, at master's and PhD. We are also looking at the needs of the industry and the stakeholders. And to that effect, therefore, over the past 3 years, we have launched a new program which leads to a graduate in pharmaceutical technology. And therefore, today we can say that we are preparing graduates who are well prepared to take up the research, development, distribution and handling of medicines from the technology perspective, and those are our pharmaceutical technology graduates, which is the area that we are more focusing on today, and that's the two students with us today are coming from that course. And we also have the pharmacy teaching and research, where we are contributing both locally and also on the international area from the research perspective, because we have one of the biggest areas of preparing and contributing papers in international conferences and in peer-reviewed journals coming from the research that is driven from our research groups in pharmacy practice or computational science.
What would be the main areas of research within your department?
The main areas are, we have basically three main areas. The pharmaceutical technology area, where we're looking at, for example, developing new pathways for synthesizing new steroids, which are more efficient, producing less waste, so you are impacting less on the environment. And the efficiency is also important also from an economic point of view, because you have your product more efficiently and more quickly on the market. The other area is the pharmacy practice area, where we look at processes, for example, to identify the best treatment for the individual patient now, in terms of, for example, you have, because of your genetic background as an individual, you might have one drug which acts much better or in a faster way than your other the other persons in society. So we're looking at ways how the pharmacist can, within a clinical pharmacy perspective, put a better individualized therapy. So those are the research projects in that area. And then we have the third pillar, which is the computational science, where my colleague Dr. Shoemake works on we call it in silico. So it's computer driven to identify how drugs are fitting better in the receptors, so to try to identify drugs which may have a better output in terms of action or less side effects. And those are the three main areas.
Well, obviously the research area sounds fascinating and you must come back and talk a little bit yes. more in detail about that. But perhaps now let's home in on the BSc Honours in Pharmaceutical Technology. Perhaps Ms. Vella could talk about that.
Thanks for the invitation also. This course was launched a couple of years ago, in 2011. It's a three-year full-time course, and the advantage of such a course is that once students graduate, they can choose from a wide variety of options when it comes to career paths which they can take up. Apart from obviously working as scientists and researchers in areas related to those offered already by the pharmacy department. They can also work in various sectors such as quality control departments in the pharmaceutical industry, government services, government sectors, regulatory affairs sectors. And students, once they graduate, can also work as medical representatives, and the list is endless. So yes,
so a useful course.
Yes, quite a useful course, offering choices and versatility.
And to get to the point where you have your students who can go out and do those kind of very important and very responsible
roles.
Jobs, mm-hmm. What about the path that takes them there? You've got a 3-year full-time course, which is really quite onerous in itself. And within that course, you must be teaching them certain skills and how to get there.
One of the strong points of this 3-year course is that apart from teaching them the theoretical aspect, it also combines the application of the theory to a more practical more practical methods. So students, once out there in the industry, will be able to apply more due to this practice that they had during the course, what they learned in their lectures, what they read from their textbooks, to the actual instruments, to the actual pharmaceutical processes, the technological aspect of it all. It joins theory with practice, so that is one of the important features that the course offers.
And some of the categories that are mentioned when I was looking briefly at your brochure,
mm-hmm.
It says in the brochure that it combines scientific aspects that are critical to the development and manufacture of new drugs. And it's quite an interesting list, this: pharmaceutical chemistry, pharmaceutical process technology. I wonder whether you could just take us through that list and tell us what they really mean.
Well, the manufacture of medicines is not that straightforward. It's a long path.
You can imagine.
It's a long chain of processes involving many people, involving different roles and responsibilities. Until you get to the finished product, the path that it takes when it starts as an active ingredient is a long and laborious one. And for it to arrive at that final stage in the hands of the patient in a state of good quality, there has to be many different aspects which needs to be tackled. So pharmaceutical chemistry, obviously, when it comes to the reactions needed to produce products of interest. Regulatory affairs, when it comes to regulating that actual final product when it's on the market, prior to its release and also after its release. Quality assurance is also a very important aspect that is obviously very given much importance in the industry. So yes, we aim to tackle all the various subjects and prepare them to be able to follow the production and the manufacture in its every stage.
And some of the skills that are mentioned in the brochure are the skills that you hope to develop in the course. Perhaps before turning to the students to see how they've done it, perhaps Professor Atsokpari, you could just take us through a little bit the skills that they do get to take on board during those 3 years.
To go back before we go to the skills, to go back about the history of this course, maybe it's worth to put to put into perspective why the course was built in, because there was a request from stakeholders from the pharmaceutical industry. Malta is attracting a number of new pharmaceutical industry to our industry, as from the industrial aspect, and there was a request to have these graduates who have these skills which I'm coming up to now. So that's the skills are built around what is needed already out there. And that is a good thing, because we know that these graduates, we have the final year students now, and we already know that the people who will be finishing their program next June will have two jobs to choose from. So because they possess these skills, and I already know that we have managed to reach the target. So the skills will be looking at one of the most important skills in the processes of pharmacy is to ensure that the processes are done in an accountable and safe way, because at whatever stage you are handling a medicine is going to reach an individual. So they have the skills that they can correctly handle the processes whilst ensuring that you have accountability, you're reducing errors. Errors can happen, but that there is a philosophy to reduce the errors, and if they happen, that you have a way to prevent further errors and to take what we call corrective actions. So these are the skills that are inbuilt in the graduate, that they can lead a workforce, because they will be leading a workforce who is actually running the actual operation, the actual process of production, or the actual process of transportation of medicines. And therefore, these graduates will have the skills to run a system and make sure that the errors and safety aspects are taken into account, that they can develop and write instructions, or what we call standard operating procedures. That's a very common terminology in pharmaceutical processes, that you have a process which if a person X does it, it's done in the same way if somebody else does it, because you cannot have different processes being done, the same process being done in a different way. And these graduates have these skills to lead and manage the organization or a process, so that it's done in what we call good manufacturing process or good distribution practice. And that those are the key skills of these people. I mean, these students run every year, they have to go to do what we call a placement. So they go out to the stakeholders in the pharmaceutical industry, in pharmacy setups, institutions, and they do a hands-on experience. And the feedback that I got, the students now will tell us their feedback. I got the feedback also from the other end, from the stakeholders. And the feedback that we got from the stakeholders was that these graduates will be well prepared in, and that is their key factor, that they have these skills in accountability, in managing to reduce errors, in ensuring safety. So those are the three key areas, I think.
And I'm seeing here mathematical skills. One normally associates chemistry with pharmacy, but they're obviously expected to go a little bit beyond that towards the mathematical.
Yeah, well, actually, that you're right. People mostly associate chemistry with pharmacy, but there's a lot of mathematics that goes into it, because if you are preparing a medicine, you need to work out the mathematics correctly in terms of how many of the active ingredients and the other ingredients you need. It's like a recipe in a book, so you need to work your mathematics well. And so there is a lot of mathematics involved in pharmacy processes. And this course prepares graduates to be able to apply the mathematical skills in the scenario of pharmaceutical processes.
Just turn to the students now. We'll come back to Professor Atsopraidi after. So there's a few more questions I have. But perhaps we can turn to the first year student who has really been thrown in, I suppose, a bit at the deep end, as one normally is when one starts something new like this. Perhaps you could tell us what made you go for this kind of course.
I was always interested in something like this. I mean, I liked chemistry a lot, but I was still unsure whether to apply for other courses rather than this. Then I saw the brochure and I got to know that you get a lot of hands-on experience, and that's what made me choose the course, because I was always afraid of the fact that from school I have to go to work. That shift, I was really afraid of it. And the fact that this course offers you the opportunity that every year, even in the first year, you go and work and observe what actually happens in industry, it's what driven me to choose the course.
And have you already bid on something or not? You still have to go there.
Yes.
So you're looking forward to that.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And what about the work in the lab or in the lecture rooms? How have you coped with that? How have you found that?
I mean, so now I'm settled, and I mean, all of the lecturers are really helpful. They make you feel comfortable in what you're doing. Even in the labs, I'm getting a hands-on experience. Yes, I'm coping well, I think, so now. I mean, I'm finding a lot of help, and yes, I'm settling in.
I'm sure you're doing very, very well. Kirsten, what about you? You're almost at the end. You just told me before we went on air, I'm not going to have Christmas because I'm going to be doing my thesis or whatever you're doing for your beer.
Yes, I'm currently working on my thesis. It's on access on medication, so currently I'm really busy working on it. Apart from that, I've had 3 8-week experiences of my placement, and In my first year, I was in a regulatory affairs area in a pharmaceutical company. I think that's what really interested me in. So, in fact, my thesis is complementing what I've done in my first year and also in my second and third. During my second year, I went to a wholesale distribution company where I've worked on good distribution practice along with my professor. So I, obviously, since you're a student, you need help from your professors as well. And they give you the chance to give out your opinions. I think as students, it's very important to give your opinion. And they actually listen to you and they give you, obviously, their feedback back. And now I've just finished my third year placement. It was at the Pharmacy of Your Choice department. I think it's quite popular. It was a nice experience. I really felt I had family there. I've been in various sectors, at the regulatory affairs, at the quality department, at the general parts and manufacturing area. And so I've got a feedback in my 8-week placement there. And I'm quite satisfied. I was really sad that I had to leave.
Well, perhaps you'll find a job eventually in the area which you like best.
Yes.
What about your thesis? Just a few moments in brief. What is it about, actually?
Okay. Access of medicine. I'm currently working on the national schemes, what Malta offers as free medicines, who can take the medicines, why, compared, since we're Malta is a European country, we have to compare Malta's level to other European countries. The hot issues, we currently have launched the white paper on medicine, so I have to work on the white paper and finally give out my opinion, obviously based on facts. That's what I'm currently working on, and that's my headache at the moment.
Well, I hope you enjoy Christmas just the same.
Yes.
It looks like a very interesting course. Perhaps, Janice, you can talk about this idea of the very the very interesting scientific bit where you're actually dealing with medicines, you're dealing with production and that kind of thing. And also the other side of the coin, the regulatory side of it, and even language involved in how things are written. I think it's a very interesting course from that point of view.
Well, the course indeed does combine the two together. You'll have the scientific process leading to the end result, and then you'll have the regulatory aspect working together with the scientific aspects developed. Obviously, being a new regulated country as we are, we cannot neglect the regulatory affairs aspect of any scientific process that we develop and we validate. So obviously we do teach students and we do implement that kind of thinking that developing a scientific process does carry the regulatory aspect together with it. And they, following of the course, they would then be able to, once appreciating and knowing, having a good sound knowledge about these two aspects, they can opt to go for either scientific following or developing these scientific processes, or actually working for the regulatory part of it.
In fact, that's interesting that you're giving them both sides of the issue,
the coin, yeah.
And then they can actually choose. If they prefer the
choose, and
side
once
of it,
once they back. Choose either or, appreciate also the other one which they are not following. So if I, as a student, as a graduate, decide to go for the regulatory affairs part, I would appreciate the work behind the scientific aspects, the reasoning behind scientific aspects, and vice versa.
Professor Azopardi, as well, this this need, I'm looking at these skills, for example, and it goes on saying ability to use computer systems and operate IT-driven processes. There seems to be a very wide gamut of things that these students are going to have to get a grasp on.
Yes, I mean, I can say that the target is challenging. We're getting an 18-year-old person, and within over the three-year program, we're getting a graduate who can function today as soon as he is released onto the job position and take up responsible job positions. And as Mendy said, that shift sometimes is a bit traumatic to people, but within the way that the program is laid out, we try to make that shift a bit less traumatic, so they can actually at least feel that they can contribute to the setting as soon as they join the position. The other thing is that you are also preparing as a university, I think, and at least from the department perspective, that you are preparing graduates who will be there out on the areas in the positions for a long time. So you need to have the people who have skills that can develop and evolve the process that it will evolve. I'm sure that, things have changed over the past 50 years a lot. They've changed a lot over the past 5 years with IT, even in pharmacy and in the pharmaceutical processes, and they will be changing. And therefore, the graduates the reason why they have this wide-ranging skills is that they can be equipped to be to be also part of the graduates in the pharmaceutical processes who will lead a change in the ways, in the processes that are being done locally. Some of them may also venture outside. Some of them will be working locally but contributing also to the process development on the European or international skills scene. So they have skills to take up the changes that we can foresee that are happening in the very near future or in the long term.
This is one of the things that sets perhaps the university apart from other kinds of tertiary education, because you are creating students, and this isn't obviously just in the case of pharmacy, but in ICT, for example, where things change practically overnight, we have to be producing students that can cope with that. And as you said, be leaders in that.
That's right. So they are taught what needs to be done, but they are given the skills to lead and think further. And I think that's, I agree with you, that that's what the university life also offers.
And the pharmaceutical industry here in Malta is often mentioned as a sort of pillar of our economy. You feel that's how things are going to go on? Do you get that feeling?
For the department, we have a lot of contacts with the industry, which has set up locally. But I continuously get meetings with those who are coming in. So I can see that the pipeline is still there. In fact, over the past, just recently, over the last month or so, a new in pharmaceutical industry, which manufactures active ingredients, so it's the actual medicine which goes in the tablet that we take, for our problems, was inaugurated. And the story is that they could reach the inauguration because we were collaborating with them for setting up and research studies over the last 2 or 3 years. Janice was involved in this group as well. So the connection is there, and I can see that because as a department we're also involved in with them for the research and the preparation of graduates, I think that the pharmaceutical industry will be developing even more. But for our graduates, both the pharmacy and the pharmaceutical technology people, they have opportunities not only related to the pharmaceutical industry. Obviously, if there's the pharmaceutical industry, the options are bigger and the industry will generate more work, because then you have the distribution that comes along with it. So it's a chain. But for those people who may think, at this stage, we're not very much interested in the industry. The pharmaceutical technology is not only industry. So the option is basically you're flexible. But pharmaceutical industry is one of the key areas where we can see that more people will be.
But it does open up doors for your students in in other scientific areas as well.
Yes, sure, sure, because then, I mean, we have graduates who are working in the pharmaceutical industry who within a few years are taking up positions for research and development, production manager, then validation concept. So the graduates from the pharmacy, and now we will have also the pharmaceutical technology people in a few months, are taking up the scientific aspects of leading and developing processes for the pharmaceutical industry.
Well, I'd like to have a last word before we end from the students themselves. Mandy, back to you. You've got these now 2.5 years in front of you. What do you think has caught your eye in the sense of what is interesting you most, or are you sort of just waiting to learn about lots of things before taking any decision?
Right now, I'm still getting an idea of all the sectors, then I will decide later on. But I'm right now, from the lectures and from what I'm getting, the information I'm getting, I'm really interested in the regulatory affairs sector. But I mean, my idea could change over the next 2.5 years, but right now, yes.
Absolutely. Would either of you consider going to work abroad, Kirsten? What about yourself?
I think that is one of my dreams. However, in Malta, we have a lot of opportunities, so I think one opportunity at a time. But I wouldn't close any doors if I have an opportunity abroad, obviously not.
That's the right attitude. Mandy, what about you?
Yes, I mean, as Kirsten said, I mean, the pharmaceutical industry in Malta is growing, but I mean, an opportunity abroad is not one to lose.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. You see, you've got very adventurous students in your department. Well, very good. Well, thank you very, very much, all of you, Professor Sopardi, Ms. Jens Vella, Kirsten and Mandy, for coming on the programme today to talk about pharmacy in general and the BSc Honours in Pharmaceutical Technology. And we should say that if people want to have more details, exact details about this course, they can go on the university website, www.um.edu.mt, and on the homepage they'll find an application button on the left-hand side, application, course finder, and then the course finder. You'll find all the details you need. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to University Matters on Campus FM. I hope you'll join us again next week. This is Patricia Camilleri saying goodbye.